We Talk Podcast presents. Welcome to the Stick Boy Podcast. I'm Joel Johnson. Today we have a pop culture podcast talking about the Suicide Squad. Check it out.
What it is, what it do, welcome to Stick Boy and a pop culture podcast. We don't have a name for it yet. We'll figure it out, Joel.
Oh, yeah. We'll work on it.
So, you know, not too much crazy shit in the world of pop culture, but we did have two big trailers. One was Neighbors 2, which I don't think we'll talk about here. If you want to hear about that, go check out Flashing Lights on Fresh Take with myself and Devin Seal. But the bigger one is the Suicide Squad trailer.
I just want to start off and say Bohemian Rhapsody, just perfect. Everything tied together. And when I heard that song, I was like, and then I started thinking about the lyrics. It's like, this ties in perfectly. Like, this is beyond exactly what I want.
This is
great.
And you know my favorite part about it too, Joel, is that it just kind of gelled together so well with the music as well.
Yeah.
That was another awesome thing about it.
I think there's definitely going to be some dark humor in this.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy that, you know, you and I kind of groaned at this, and DC first came out and was like, we will not have any laughter or jokes in these movies. It's going to be a very serious tone, and thank goodness they changed their tune on that.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Like when when I'm guessing it's Rick Flag, pops open the soda drink right in the middle of everything.
That's Captain Boomerang.
That's Captain Boomerang? Okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell at times with trying to identify who's who. But yeah, there's stuff like that when they're talking about he shoots people, he's a crocodile, so he eats people, and then he burns people, and she's just crazy.
Yeah. And I think the main antagonist in this is Enchantress. Yes.
Enchantress, but I think the Joker's going to play a role in being a very big pain for the Suicide Squad.
Do you know, what can you tell us about Enchantress from the comics, Joel?
I don't know a whole lot, but I know that she's possessed by a witch, and it's a very dark power. You see it in the trailers where she's where you're starting to see some black, like the best way I can describe it is black ooze.
She kind of looks like Pigpen.
Yeah, Pigpen.
But evil, evil Pigpen.
You kind of see that she looks a little darker and just kind of seems a little she's clearly the what causes the damage in I'm guessing Gotham City,
maybe. Well, another unnamed city, let's go with
an unnamed city. You see destruction, and I kind of think she's the main cause of it. And I think that it's gonna be very interesting, because I think they think about bringing her on for the Suicide Squad, and it backfires.
Yeah.
So,
I think so too.
What was your favorite part of that trailer?
Joker laughing in the knives. And just Harley, just anything with Harley.
Yeah, I like when she's sitting there talking, "Oh, I should kill all of you and then break out." Oh, sorry, that was the voices in my head.
Just kidding, that's not what they say.
She has a good Joker Harley Quinn voice. I didn't sit there and go,
yeah, you know, you and I talked about this off air. A lot of people were kind of like, oh, is she gonna have like the Tara Strong type of voice?
Yeah.
And you know, she doesn't have to have the Tara Strong voice. She can just do her own version of Harley Quinn. Like, you know, like look at the Jokers throughout the year. Everyone's had their own interpretation of it, which I think Jared Leto has done with borrowing from everyone and then adding his own. Like, he has kind of little Hamill in him, little Jack Nicholson, little Cesar Ramon, little Ledger. And then his own mix on it.
Yeah, and I think the best way I could describe him is he's kind of a thug. He kind of looks thuggy. Kind of that street-level thug, but you know
that Scarface-ish almost.
Yeah, but you know that he will kill you in a heartbeat.
Yes, yes.
And we know he's killed the Joker, one of the Robins in this universe, so.
So here's a question that Devin and I had. What time does this take place? Does this take place before Dawn of Justice or after Dawn of Justice?
I think it's going to be after Dawn of Justice, because that's when it comes out.
Because this is Devin and I's problem with that. It's the same thing that the Marvels movies suffer from. Why don't they just get the Justice League to help them?
I think this is specifically Amanda Waller wanting to send people off to...
No, I get that, but if Superman hears something happens, he's going to go help. So if Superman sees the city total and things melted and all this stuff, and someone's attacking the White House, Superman is going to go help.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I've always, yeah, it's definitely one of those things where you kind of just got to turn a blind eye and just kind of go.
And that's why I like what Ant-Man did. Ant-Man kind of went was like, I think we should call the Avengers. And then he kind of, Michael Douglas' character, Hank Pym, kind of like, no, we don't need to call the Avengers for this because of blah, blah, blah. And it was like a 2-second thing, and it gets you back right into the movie.
Yep.
Because I think that was a problem with Thor, The Dark World. You're like, where are the Avengers? Where are the Avengers? Where are the Avengers? You don't want to be thinking, where's the Justice League? Where's the Justice League?
Yeah, I totally agree with you, because now you kind of sit there and it's like, yeah, because you see all these villains running around. Your instant thought is, where's Batman?
Yeah, like, why is Batman, like, Batman sees Joker and Harley running free? Why is Batman not helping, you know?
Yeah.
So just a thought right there. I mean, probably nothing. I'm sure they'll explain it.
Oh, yeah. But I think this was a good trailer. I definitely got excited. Suicide Squad's the one that I'm least worried about. It's Batman versus Superman. Mm-hmm. But the Suicide Squad, I'm feeling really good. Like, I think I'm going to actually really enjoy this.
I think so, too. We got to do a pod, I think, sometime soon of our most anticipated films of 2016. And let's segue to one of those films that we're both really, unless you have any last thoughts on Suicide Squad.
No, Suicide Squad looks like it'll be a lot of fun. Can't wait to see what they do with the characters.
One of those films that we're both excited for, which I think is going to be one of the bigger pictures to start off the year, unless you count 50 Shades of Black, which I don't think either one of us do, because it's a parody of a terrible movie. And that movie is Deadpool.
Yep.
And the reviews are starting to come in for Deadpool, and they seem very positive.
The marketing for this movie's been fantastic, like you've said. I felt like when you compare it to the other movie it's competing with, again,
Zoolander.
I think Zoolander kind of was like, well, people already know who we are, and we have pretty big actors. But Deadpool's been all over the place. It's been fun. It's been hilarious. They played off things like a mother writing a letter to want the movie a PG-13 cut so she can take her little kid, and then Deadpool responding to it. It's little things like that that show that they're actively marketing. They're not just kind of sitting there going, here, we'll just pump this trailer out, and yay, this is active. This is on the go. It feels like Deadpool's breaking the fourth wall with the marketing.
And you know what I really liked about it as well? I like the Valentine scene they did, because they tricked so many girls into thinking like, yeah, this looks like, because girls can see Ryan Reynolds and they think he's a hunk and whatever. And like, yeah, this looks like a great romantic comedy to go see.
And then they quickly realize that, no, we're wrong. That's definitely, maybe they've tricked the guys. Maybe this is a romantic comedy.
Maybe.
And they've just screwed with us.
I don't even think there's anything that could go wrong with Deadpool. I can't see myself, like, I don't like, it's not like when I go into Star Wars and I have the highest expectations and nothing can turn it down.
Yeah.
Or like what now I have with Dawn of Justice, where I'm just like, please don't suck, please don't suck, please don't suck, please don't suck. I'm just going in with the right level of expectations going to Deadpool. I'm like, I think I'm going to have fun in this movie. Which I know I will. And that's all I want. Like, Deadpool, I'm just going in, have fun. Whereas Dawn of Justice, you and I will be like, please don't suck. Please don't suck.
Yeah, but I've got so low expectations that I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
If it sucks, I'll be like, there
for
it
Deadpool?
Is.
For Dawn of Justice.
Yeah. Yeah, Deadpool. I'm coming in. I'm like, I'm got a lot of hope for you. I don't let me down, because I love reading the Deadpool comics. I just picked up the Deadpool Spider-Man comic, and it's just one of those things where I'm like, you know, it's Deadpool when done right is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Let's move on to the next thing, and unfortunately, Joel, the Oscars stuff came out. That was great, but there's a little bit of a controversy around it. You know, I hit a lot on this earlier with Devin, which you can check out, but I wanted to get your take on things as well.
You know, here's my thought. Were there some snubs for the Oscars that were, you could sit there and kind of scratch your head at why was this one snubbed? Mm-hmm. Definitely. But, you know, I don't put too much weight into the Oscars. It's a fun little thing. You can have your little party predicting who you think's going to win. But I've always believed that if you've made a good movie, you'll know you made a good movie, regardless if you get that extra little recognition of a little golden statue.
Right.
You're going to know that you made a good movie. Like, is Star Wars ever going to win an Oscar? No, probably well, not. They might win small ones, but they'll never win.
It'll win, like, you know, effects and all that great stuff. Yeah. And yeah.
And so all those actors and actresses and directors won't get recognized, but it'll still be, you know, that fun little movie that you can go see. I don't put too much weight into the Oscars. I just kind of go in and go, I know what movies I like this year. They don't always align with the Academy, and I just kind of take it for what it is. It's the Oscars have the is a big deal, but I just kind of go, eh, they're there. They're fun to watch at times.
I think too, like the thing that worries me in this is obviously I think the people in the Academy are 90% male and they're the old boys club for whatnot. So maybe there's some racism in this. Maybe it's just a coincidence. Who knows? But I do worry in the future that next year they're going to feel pressure to put an African American actor in and take someone out that may just be a good actor, but they know they have to have that minority in there to push for the Oscars and not have any backlash towards them.
See, I wish we didn't live in a world where you had to have a certain thing a certain way. Like, to me, if I was giving out awards, you give it out to the best person possible. You don't have to give, you don't, and I never, me personally, I never sit there and look at what's your skin tone? What, how do you look? How do you, what, where are you from? If you're a good actor, then you deserve to be recognized for it.
And I mean, you look at the best supporting actor, and a lot of people are saying, well, that should be Michael B. Jordan, or that should have been Samuel Jackson, or that should have been the guy that played Eazy-E, or O'Shea Jackson, who played Ice Cube. And they're good, but look at that supporting actor nomination. It is stacked, Joel. You've got guys like Christian Bale in there. Like, it is a stacked lineup.
Oh yeah, there's a lot. And here's the one thing. Here's kind of nice little bow on it. It's a movie. It's art. People are going to interpret things differently. You may have seen 50 Shades of Grey this year, and you would have, Josh, you would have come to me and said, "I think that's an Oscar movie." And I would
I
have
don't
been
know if
like,
anyone's
"Hey."
saying that. If they do, they need to get themselves medically cleared.
Yeah.
It was the best comedy of the year, though, I will say that.
And that's the thing. You know, you're gonna have difference of opinions. You're gonna have people say, "Well, I really like this movie." Well, I didn't like this movie at all. You'll have people that will sit there and go, "I hated Star Wars. I absolutely despised."
How dare those people say anything about Force Awakens?
And that's the thing is, you're gonna have people with difference opinions. You're gonna have people say, "Well, this actor was really good. Well, this actor was really good," and it'll always be like, it's so hard to fit everyone in to be nominated.
Yes, and one last thing I'll say too is, people wanted movies like Straight Outta Compton to be nominated for an Oscar. Straight Outta Compton was not an Oscar movie.
No.
It was a great movie, but it's not an Oscar movie. And sometimes, just because you're an Oscar movie, like you said, it doesn't mean you're a good movie. No disrespect to Brooklyn or Spotlight, especially maybe a Brooklyn and Bridge of Spies, but not many people are going to be like 5 years down the road, like, oh man, I gotta watch Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You'll be like, oh man, I gotta watch Star Wars. And thank God for us, you can say, oh man, I gotta watch Mad Max, which is in there.
Yeah.
So, let's see what happens. And we never got your picks either. Should we save those?
Yeah, we'll save those. I got some
Okay.
thinking to do.
Our Oscar, the leading man, is gonna go back and forth. Where are you? Let's kind of update every single week. So where are you right now for leading actor?
I don't even know. Like I jump between
I've changed mine.
like Leo's kind of there, Matt Damon's kind of there, and
And I'm Mr. Oscar bait himself.
yeah, Eddie Redmayne. I will say this, Bryan Cranston. You know, me being biased to Breaking Bad, I'm gonna
Fassbender's in
say,
there too.
yeah, I'm gonna say Bryan Cranston. And that's the
Nice.
other thing with this is there's going to be some bias. There are people that are gonna be like, "Well, I don't really like Bryan Cranston, so I want him to win."
Yeah. I think right now, I think I'm picking Matt Damon.
No, and I don't think that's a bad pick at all. I think the biggest thing with best actor, it should be an actor that portrayed in a movie that can do range from all over, not just one specific little range, but be able to make me sucked into the world and believe where he is, what he's doing, how it's happening, why it's happening, and enjoy it.
I think a lot of people are going to be crying for Leo to win it. If Leo should have ever won an Oscar, it should have been for The Departed, in my opinion.
I like The Departed.
Departed was the movie he should have won it for, not Wolf of Wall Street.
No.
And that was that's about it, I think. Is there anything else we missed out this week on?
No, nothing, nothing.
I think we really just wanted to get on to talk about Suicide Squad.
Yeah, Suicide Squad is a big deal.
We give Stick Boy a little bit of pop culture representation. All right. Well, until next time, cheers.
There's going to be a Die Hard sequel.
What?
Yeah, they're doing another Die Hard sequel.
Why?
It's going to either be a sequel or a prequel.
Why? Is Bruce Willis part of it?
Yep.
Why?
It just popped up on the Calgary Sun.
Oh, man. Why? Why did we have to go out on that, Joel? Stop it. You know, today they announced that the Terminator sequels were taken off the schedule.
Yeah. That's a bad thing.
And I think that they need to follow the same suit with Die Hard.
Yeah. And it's kind of a sad time to announce it, especially with Alan Rickman's passing.
Yeah, that's not great, man.
No, not great, Bob.
It's been a while since it's been a good Die Hard movie. And yeah. By the way, since we're on depressing news, too, Star Wars was delayed by 7 months.
Aww. But also, we have Suicide Squad.
Yeah, also, one thing I never got to tell you, even off air, and we'll go over to this. So, I don't know the full details on this, and I know you may have a video game podcast, but this is kind of pop culture and whatever. So, Nintendo announced, there's some rumors that Nintendo has a new system coming up, Nintendo NX or something.
Yep, I've heard bits and pieces about that. But
and not... that it may be comparable with a PlayStation 4? And a game that was put out for an example was Star Fox? On your PlayStation?
Wow.
Yeah. Just imagine having a PlayStation to be able to play Mario Kart, perhaps.
Oh, that could definitely shift the powers of B that Xbox may lose.
Yeah. I mean, it's an interesting year for Nintendo because that Pokemon Go is coming out, right?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you and I have talked about that. I think that's a big game changer. I think that's going to be the most popular game of the year.
Oh, yeah. I think people are going to...
I'm going to get it. Like, do we know the price yet on it?
No, no prices yet, but I definitely think it could be one of those games.
Because you just buy it on your iPhone or your Android, right?
You just get it on your iPhone.
That's crazy. Interesting. Interesting note there. It's said to be available, interact with PCs, mobile devices, and a PlayStation 4. Wow. So I don't know what that means, but it's very interesting news if it's true.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be one of those things to now keep an eye out on.
Because you think of the possibilities of games you can play on your PlayStation, like you said, bye-bye Xbox.
Yep, Xbox basically now just got shot out of the water.
All right, let's try this one more time. Cheers!
Gotta catch them all.
Enjoy the day, people.
Well, that will do it for our first pop culture podcast. Thanks, Josh, for coming on. And don't worry, later in the week, we will have our reaction to the Royal Rumble and everything that happened in the world of pro wrestling. So make sure you stay tuned and check it out.